rather than haul this back.
Sitting in. Okay, it's up to you.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to the April 30th meeting, the May meeting of the Economic Development Committee. Got full committee here today. Happy to see everybody. We'll jump right into it with item number one on the agenda, which is the approval of minutes from the April 2nd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for approval. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to item number two, which is public comments. Is there anybody from the public who'd like to address the committee today? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to item three, which is an update on the One Region strategy. And we're welcoming today in front of committee Sam Skardon, who's going to speak to us regarding from the Chamber Metro Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Skardon.
All right. Well, thank you all for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to put some names to faces and get to talk about One Region a little bit. First, I'll just introduce myself, and we were talking a little bit. I actually grew up in Mount Pleasant over in Snee Farm. Went to Jenny Moore Elementary in Lang Middle, and one of your colleagues, Mr. Santos, was actually my Pee Wee football coach.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd admit that.
Don't get him started.
Hey, we were undefeated city champions in 1996.
Yeah.
So. Well, if you didn't tell us, he would have.
a little more about my background. I grew up here, went to college in Atlanta, then moved to Washington, D.C., and worked for a member of Congress and a consulting firm. Got a MBA from Georgetown University, and then moved back here 6 months ago to be the project director for the One Region strategy. So I thought I'd give you guys a little background on One Region. I know we have varying levels of familiarity with it here, and then give you an update on some of the progress we've made. First of all, background on One Region. Before I came over here, Amy Livingston gave me a copy of the Mount Pleasant Economic Development Strategy, and they're actually there's some similarities and some links between them. Conceptually, it's a values-based global competitive niche strategy, which is a little bigger, a little broader than traditional economic development. You might think of as just recruitment and retention of businesses. Global competitiveness and a values-based strategy really means bigger things. It means talking about things like workforce, talking about things like housing and education pipelines, infrastructure that make Charleston a competitive community for people and businesses really across the world to recognize as a great place to be. We are a regional organization, so the Tri-County area, Charleston, Berkeley, Dorchester County. When we talk about Charleston, we talk about the entire metro area. The thinking being that no one municipality, no one organization can on its own solve any of those challenges we just talked about. The vision statement I'll read specifically to you is, and I think it's on the handout I gave you, is to act as a unified region, to be a globally competitive place where business and people can flourish. There are four values that the strategy is rooted in, and that's based on kind of an inclusive planning process where we engage in some form or another with almost 1,000 stakeholders and leaders across the region. Through all that input, through all that feedback, we discovered there are really four consistent themes, four values that you find in every town, in every city, in every county across the region. And that's that our region one values a strong and resilient economy. Two values the opportunity for all residents to live, learn, and earn. Three is a place where we balance our economic growth with our unique character. And four is a place where we can be a connected community. So that means physically, the infrastructure component of physically being able to reach each other, but also the social component of being connected to each other through relationships and work we do together. And so those are the four underlying values. Within each value area, there are a set of recommendations to advance that value within, across our region. And again, I'll harp on the regional aspect of it. It's a fascinating statistic, having grown up here, I thought, was 152,000 people in our region cross a county border when they go to work. So they work and live in separate counties. That 152,000 doesn't even capture the people who move between municipalities in the same county. So it speaks to how connected and how regional we have to be when we talk about people's lives in our area. Housing prices are the number one reason young professionals leave our region. People between 25 and 45 years old cite housing as the number one reason they leave our market. And those are exactly the kind of people that we need to be retaining in order to have that competitive economy and be a globally competitive place that we talk about. And a few more anecdotes. I'm sure you're all familiar with the statistic that Volvo said 4% of their applicants were qualified. That's not the kind of thing that any one city, any one county can solve on its own. So that's why our strategy exists. That's why our organization exists, is to help us collectively address issues like that as a region. To give you an update, so the strategy itself was written and published in 2016. My position was created in late 2017. I was hired about 6 months ago. A little bit about the governance. We have an independent executive committee. So I report directly to an organization that is independent of both the Chamber of Commerce, the Regional Development Alliance, and our other stakeholder organizations. And the specific mission that I have and that we have as an executive committee and a staff member is to oversee, coordinate, and facilitate the implementation of the One Region strategy across the region. To give you an example of some of the projects we worked on in the first 6 months of my position existing, working on a few grant opportunities that would support the proposed Lowcountry Rapid Transit Corridor, one of the best, really the most realistic, achievable plan out there to alleviate I-26 congestion is a bus rapid transit line that would be 23 miles. It would cross four municipalities in our region, starting in downtown Charleston, going up to downtown Somerville. Something like that, perfect example of crossing multiple city, county, town borders. Also something that's really vital to every city and town in the region. So we're working on a series of grant opportunities to bring stakeholders together from each of those municipalities, from key sectors, so nonprofits, housing organizations, major employers, bring them together to create consensus on how we're going to make sure that that happens in a quick, and the project is completed ahead of schedule, and it's maximally effective. So the right kinds of planning is done to maximize the effectiveness of our first really regional rapid transit system. That's just an example of one of the projects that I've been working on, but that's a sort of micro look at my day-to-day versus the macro look at, we see it as a vital piece of the implementation of the overall One Region strategy.
If I may, do you have another example perhaps of something that you've worked on that would maybe more directly impact the town of Mount Pleasant? I know that certainly would help the region to have that, but anything else particularly for us?
Well, I would say there is a broader relevance there other than just I-26 commuters. The bus rapid transit proposed system is highly scalable. So it allows, once the initial infrastructure is in place, it allows flexibility to serve other major corridors and arteries within the region. And I'm sure that will be a conversation that happens hopefully not too long down the road. Town of Mount Pleasant-wise, I would say, obviously Mount Pleasant plays a vital role in the region. It's among the largest municipalities, and you know, part of our charge is spreading regionalism, get people to understand the interconnectivity we have between each region. So that's somewhere where we work a lot with organizations in Mount Pleasant, people who either work or live or play in Mount Pleasant, is understanding connectivity and the importance of what happens here being relevant to someone about something going on in North Charleston, Charleston, Somerville, that kind of thing.
Sorry, you're taking me off track.
No, no, it's fine. So I'm happy to answer some more questions. The one thing I would just wrap up my initial presentation with is just an ask that we try to spread around the region is to think and act regionally, to think about how projects in Berkeley, Dorchester County also have an impact here, how the rivers that kind of divide up our region don't really stop the people and force us to think across borders. We have a new website and a newsletter, so I'd encourage you all to visit oneregionstrategy.com. There's an opportunity to sign up for our monthly newsletter on there that where we talk about big regional issues and things that I'm working on and our stakeholders are working on. So that's the quick and dirty update on One Region, and I'm happy to answer a few more questions and make a few more connections for each of you.
Thank you, Sam.
Go ahead.
Any questions from the committee?
Yeah, I do. Sam, as we're trying to recruit, and I know you know Amy and y'all work together, as we try to recruit businesses, headquarters, to come to Mount Pleasant, Amy and our town staff could consider you an asset.
Sure, correct? Absolutely. Oh, completely. I hope they do and will.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say on the corporate headquarters part of your question, that the strategy is multifaceted and pretty deep, and one of the things in there is a long-term vision for the region is being a place where we are a top target for corporate headquarters. That's specifically spelled out in the strategy as a long-term vision for the region.
Okay, great, because I think that's one that we're working on and trying to crack the formula how to do that, you know, repeatedly.
Right. And I would say working with several region-wide organizations like Metro Chamber, the Regional Development Alliance, a few other Coastal Community Foundations, you know, organizations that have regional footprints, one thing we discover is that when you're talking about those corporate headquarters and talking about major projects, people are interested in the region. You know, you find that people want to know regional stats about education, housing, workforce, infrastructure. And so having a competitive region, I think, is vital to also having a competitive town. Because, yeah, rather than people seeing themselves as moving to North Charleston, Mount Pleasant, Somerville, you know, the companies really see themselves as moving to the Charleston area. And, you know, they understand that even if that corporate headquarters is in Mount Pleasant, they're going to have a lot of employees coming over the bridge or coming down from McClellanville or Allendale. So they're really interested in what's going on regionally. And so that's, I think that's a great way we can be an asset to the town of Mount Pleasant is being able to speak to both the assets of the region and the assets of the town individually.
Great. Thanks, Sam.
So as a follow-up to that, I'm curious, are you in meetings, like recruiting meetings and things like that?
That's not specifically my job. We work closely with a lot of partners who do direct business recruitment and retention. But I would say my job as project director for One Region Strategy is more to work on the things that make it the whole metro area an attractive environment for people who do the nuts and bolts development who are sitting in those meetings.
Because I tend to ask this question when we're meetings like this, and it's kind of a two-part question. And one is when you are talking about the strengths of a region, sure. What role or what particular specific strengths do you associate with the town of Mount Pleasant, and what, not deficiencies, but what areas maybe were not as strong and to support the region?
Sure.
Would you care to comment on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think obviously I'm a little biased as someone who grew up here. I think the quality of life here is outstanding. And that's a big piece of the One Region strategy is preserving, promoting, deepening that quality of life throughout the region by supporting cultural organizations, supporting good land use policies, and you know, smart land planning and conservation.
So what does that mean to you when you say quality of life? What specifically?
Quality of life? I think it's always, I think you can be everything from, you know, I think everything from natural environment to cultural organizations to parks and recreation, even your commute time or something goes into the quality of life calculation. And then I would say, you know, when we talk about housing affordability and attainability, you asked about difficulties. You know, I grew up here, and I think personally I might have a hard time buying a house here right now. Hope that's not too direct, but
it's the same way.
Exactly. And it's something we see regularly. I mean, you know, when you do talk about economic development for the region, companies understand they're going to have a workforce here that's going to have to buy houses, and they're going to have to recruit and retain people in the area. And so making sure there is a stock of attainable housing that you know, working class people can afford is very important for the entire region, and Mount Pleasant is included in that, I think.
Thank you. Yeah, that's sure. Direct is good. Ms. Landing, any questions? No? Rick, anything?
No, sir.
So from your perspective, is there anything that we could be doing to strengthen our hand within the region?
Sure. Well, without being too prescriptive, I would say, you know, that call of thinking and acting regionally sounds broad. But I think doing things like transportation planning, housing planning, doing those in coordination with neighboring cities, municipalities, doing them in coordination with regional organizations is really important. So when we say think and act regionally, rather than that sounding very broad, I would hope that means when doing comprehensive plans, when setting those plans in motion, coordinating with organizations that are doing similar work across a municipal border in the region.
Well, thank you. Ms. Landing.
Because of that comment, I would like to ask a question. Recently from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, it was rolled out. They put a lot of work into working with CARTA to start the park and ride program. Where they have the parking lot on North Morrison. And this was, in case anybody's not familiar with it, especially geared towards folks in the hospitality industry where they have to work into late hours and oftentimes cannot afford to park or can't find parking near their respective businesses. And it's just literally just kicked off. But I bring it up as an idea that I would love to see us, if that's going well and working well, I'd love to see us be able to coordinate something like that for people coming over the bridge to Mount Pleasant. So
absolutely, and I think that's really important to, you know, I started with the anecdote that 152,000 people in the region cross a border, cross a county border, that's not even including municipal borders. But yeah, I think that's hitting the nail on the head that when we do transportation planning, that it's important for multiple municipalities to be involved.
And I'll just add to that, being a CARTA board member along with Mr. Owens, those conversations are taking place to expand it beyond the peninsula, too. So it's definitely on the radar.
Great.
Well, Sam, thank you for taking time out to be here today. It's good to hear from you and hear about one region. And thanks to Mr. Bustos for extending the invitation to you.
Thank you all for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. And I did a little leave behind document that has my business card attached to it. So please stay in touch. Please do visit the website. And looking forward to working more with you.
Same here. Feel free to reach out to us if we can be of any more assistance with those one region goals.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We're going to move on to item number 4 on the agenda, which is a discussion of the strategy for business recruitment. And Ms. Landing had asked for this. And unfortunately, Ms. Amy is traveling. So, Lauren, are you filling in for her? Is that why you're up here? Or?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Good morning to all of you, first of all. Thank you very much. Amy is at the Economic Development Institute finishing up her certification, so I'm very excited for her. But I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. As you know, we have an economic development strategy. It went through 2013 to 2017. And so it has been completed, although there's several initiatives in that strategy that are kind of continuing on. One of which is the business development expansion and also the ongoing economic development activities. At the time that the strategy was created, there was a committee that was put together as well as council direction and the comprehensive plan direction that kind of pulled together all these different elements and realized that the town of Mount Pleasant wanted a strategy that was comprehensive of both true economic development initiatives and then also what we were calling business development initiatives, so support for your local market, recognizing the value that those businesses and industries bring to the community as well. And so Our strategy has been a unique blend of those true economic development and business development initiatives, as well as partnering with our larger organizations, CRDA, the Chamber of Commerce, One Region Strategy, to expand our efforts to look on a broader scale, regionally, globally even, and then also here in Mount Pleasant. And so we've done several things recently. You're familiar with most of them, the Local Vendor Partnership, Certified Business Programs. We have a new business recruitment guide that literally walks you through the steps of how to start up a business in Mount Pleasant and the processes that you need to go through. So we're doing a lot of this great stuff. We are looking forward to some direction from the Comprehensive Plan Forum that is currently meeting for next steps on our strategy. But until that time, we're continuing great efforts based on the committee's direction. Happy to answer any questions that you have, though.
Randy? Yes, actually, I brought up this topic because it was definitely one of the big issues I campaigned on, and having built a business here in the area and 33 years of working with a lot of businesses and entrepreneurs as clients. And so one of the first things I did after being elected was to contact Amy at Mr. DeMora's direction in order to ask for meetings of some areas that I personally felt from having heard this or just living in Mount Pleasant for many years would be areas of interest, and specifically meeting with people who either lived in Mount Pleasant and had their place of business or at least had their primary place of business here. And what I quickly discovered, Amy was able to help me have these meetings. She attended the meetings with me, so this was all kind of an experimental way of looking at it. What I quickly discovered was that, one, all of them were actually pleasantly surprised that I was coming to meet with them in this way. In fact, I remember very specifically two of them saying, I've never had anybody call on me specifically for the purpose of seeing how things are going and what, you know, and I'm not talking about the staff, I'm talking about council members. And so that in itself told me a few things. But I also quickly discovered that there, you know, business people, as I'm sure everybody knows, when they're entrepreneurs, they're going to do all the things they have to do to figure out whether this is the right place, whether it's the right market. They're going to do, if it takes it, they're going to do marketing studies. They're certainly going to have their own opinions of the quality of life if they live here. I'm saying if they already are here. But what we really, I think these big picture things are great and they're necessary and they're very organized and they help us sort of define. We had a great meeting with CRDA last month and David Jin in regard to Mount Pleasant as a product to talk to businesses about. What I'm talking about is, I guess the right word would be granular. I used to hate that word. Now I see why it makes sense. Talking about the nitty-gritty, actually meeting with an entrepreneur who is interested in possibly expanding or bringing a business here, which is a lot of what Amy and her Department Haley and so forth have been doing, but just add hopefully the weight of council and the desire of council to say, hey, we really want you here and we'd really love for you to expand. And so where I'm going with this is that I plan to work with Amy and her department on a very specific plan that will include essentially a spreadsheet. That's the best way I can describe it, of parcels of land that are for sale right now in Mount Pleasant that are available, or areas that somebody has vacated. So they're available either because it's raw land that's for sale, or which we have lots of those, especially in Upper Mount Pleasant, and then identify, okay, is somebody already talking to the owner of this property? Obviously, if there's something confidential, they're not going to tell us, but I'm just saying, is there something that they envision as being the ideal thing for that lot, or do they just want to sell it? And then, likewise, talk to commercial real estate folks, and again, I'm not talking about necessarily to build a big building, but I'm talking about the folks that bring businesses in, that might recruit, and a good example, recently in Upper Mount Pleasant, we had a laundromat building built. And I know a lot of people like, a laundromat? Why do we need a laundromat for frontage on Highway 17? But actually, it's turned out to be a pretty attractive building, and now Primo Hoagies, and there's a couple more spaces. So actually, that space is now going to attract several smaller businesses that'll be very useful and would have needed frontage, I think. So the idea will be that we would have a very ongoing defined way of reaching out to businesses. And a good example, I won't say specifics, but I do have an entrepreneur who I talked to recently who had already approached the town on his own in all the steps you're supposed to take, probably even following one of the brochures that tells you what to do. But when he got to a certain point, he ran into a pretty major roadblock, and he had already pretty much made up his mind that he probably was going to take this business somewhere else and more than likely sell his home. Happened to be in my neighborhood, and I knew him. So that was one where we got lucky because he actually really does want to be here. So after we talked about it and I found out more, we figured out that there probably is going to be a good path forward for him to stay put. So that sounds like a small thing, but it's actually a huge thing because it shows that if we get more involved, not just everything being 20,000-foot view, but actually on that day-to-day, so not just staff but council also, that we can probably end up bringing the businesses. Now, there's another side to this, and I'm rolling the whole thing out all at once. There's another side to this, and I almost want to give it a name, but I'm afraid to do that because I did that before on something else, Mount Pleasant Business Partners, but then there's probably a group already called that. But some sort of name for this initiative. And the other side of it is going to be to solicit input from our residents. What kind of businesses would they like to see? I don't know if anybody's noticed this, and I've brought this up before, but when we sit here and wait until we're asked for zoning variances or permits, we are seeing a heck of a lot of storage units go up on frontage property. Now, I'm not against storage units. I know it's a great business, and I know it's an easy, it's not easy, nothing's easy, but it's a relatively low maintenance business to run. But the fact is that we don't want all our valuable frontage that's left going to storage units. So at least I would rather not. And I've talked to other people and they feel the same way. So I'm bringing this up to say this will be to solicit input from residents. What kind of businesses do they feel we need in various parts of town, and identify very specifically the parcels of land and ways to marry what's needed with what we have in remaining resources.
Well, I'm all for processes that are more proactive than sitting back and waiting. I would add one thing to that, and that is that much of the property that you're talking about is actually in Upper Mount Pleasant is actually county property. So I think any effort that we take a hold of here in town probably ought to invite the county to participate as well, because not only whether we annex that property or whether we collaborate with them on zoning or all the other pieces that go into economic development, I think doing it without the county really is very limiting. So I would just add that as a suggestion.
I agree.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, and this goes to a conversation we were having earlier about true economic development. You know, for too long, I think Mount Pleasant hailed a Burger King or a McDonald's as economic development because it created jobs, but it created jobs that brought people here. So we have to understand what true economic development is, and just not to try to oversimplify it, but bringing new money to the town of Mount Pleasant is economic development. If you know, not trying to belittle, you know, small businesses, but oftentimes those businesses just circulate money within the community, and it doesn't really bring money into the community. And I think our goal should be much broader than that. Certainly, it's good to keep good relations with small businesses, but I think recruiting headquarters and trying to find, and I think we do have land inventory because we you know, we want to bring like a company headquarters to Mount Pleasant, so that the people who live here can work here, rather than create more businesses. And as I said, I'm not trying to belittle any small business. I'm a small businessman myself, but when you're bringing folks in and you're paying them a wage that doesn't allow them to live in Mount Pleasant, all we do is make our traffic worse. So all I'm trying to say is we need to be careful about what we're calling economic development. We don't want to get bogged down in so many things that are not economic development. And I think our effort today shows that, you know, we're trying to head that way, and we need to keep our eye on the real economic development prize. I mean, I think having business relations, good business relations, is wonderful, but that's not economic development. And I think we need to ensure we stay on the trail of good, in the, you know, along with that, stay on the trail for good economic development.
If I could just interject.
Yeah.
Okay. So definitely hear all that, and I agree 100%. We want to make sure we keep our eye. Just maybe it's better if I tell this. It's been identified both by the Chamber of Commerce, which I'm on the board, Metro Chamber of Commerce I'm on the board on, as well as other efforts like CRDA of major initiatives that are, or major areas that we should be focusing on. I know David Ginn definitely shared with Councilman Brimmer and I last month about the areas that we as a town can, as our product, you know, we're not going to have a big industrial plant. We're not going to have anything that uses a lot of water and pulls from our aquifer. We don't want to add any of those kind of things. So the point is that the areas that I started out with were areas that had already been identified, some of which were met with an entrepreneur who has one of the fastest growing cybersecurity companies and has been featured. In fact, he was featured at the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce last month. Terrific presentation by Noah Lask, and saying, okay, Noah, your business is doing a tremendous amount of business. Is there anything that's synergistic with what you do that that we could somehow help facilitate, or is there another business that if we had such and such here would help you? What would that such and such look like? So the idea was to get some brainstorming going with someone who's already done it, who's already built a tremendous business that has great employees who make a good bit of money, definitely probably well above the average for Mount Pleasant. The second one was with a person who runs a television production company right here out of Mount Pleasant. And the idea there was what would allow us to really expand Mount Pleasant, being able to bring in people, because that's a hot area for millennials in terms of work, film and television. And we certainly have a presence in the area, but we don't have anything permanent in Mount Pleasant that allows for firms to think. And that's where a headquarters could come in. And actually some very, very productive ideas came out of that, but I can't say too much until we figure out what the next steps are. So there is, so I'm just saying, I agree. We absolutely need to think in terms of the big picture. What is the product, Mount Pleasant, that we can offer to recruit? But there's no question that what we're talking about is bringing in major things that dovetail. And of course, healthcare. Somebody mentioned the other day, healthcare is an area that we already have a lot of, but there are other things that we could bring here to enhance that and work with what we already have that would be higher paying jobs.
Well, I think one of the things, if you go and Google the definition of economic development, you're probably going to get a whole slew of definitions. Some of those are more business recruitment oriented. Some are kind of larger, bigger picture, zoning, and you know, those sort of things. And so I think there's room under the umbrella of economic development for a lot of different strategies. And Mr. Bustos, I agree. I think your focus, according to your comments, you know, in committee the last few months, have been on the bigger issues about how to create the climate for economic development, which I think is very appropriate. And your focus, obviously, is a little bit more micro than that, taking a look at individual properties and businesses. And I think that's all appropriate for economic development. We should be looking at all those. And we have a lot of partners out there who have, over the years, been very interested in coming into the town and helping us with those various aspects. And it's nice to see. We've got Sam here today. We've had CRDA. We've had the chamber come in, both chambers come in. So it's now time for us, I think, to leverage those relationships on all of these strategies. And I think we can move forward on all of them. I know Ms. Farrell and Amy and some staff had a meeting last week talking about an individual situation that might be fruitful. So having more of those is certainly a good way to go. No, Rick, you're here from the utility side, from water.
It just seems to me that the comments are a bit scattered. I think we, back to Joe's comment, we probably should revisit what true economic development is in Mount Pleasant specifically, and I think we should develop a strategy to go after it. Your approaches make sense, but I think holistically, you know, Jim, you spent a couple of hours with us last week, strategic planning over at Mount Pleasant Waterworks, and I think something to that effect might be of benefit here. I mean, I think we're going in several different directions, and I don't see a single focus that's going in one direction, going after that ideal prospect that we want here. And it's a little bit of what we've heard over the years, but I think we've got an opportunity now, if we so desire to truly pursue economic development, let's go after it full speed, because Mount Pleasant isn't for everyone, and I think we kind of know the ideal prospect that we would want, and I think we define what that is and aggressively go after it.
Well, I mean, we certainly have an economic development plan. We've had one for years.
But, you know, how's that plan working?
Well, we haven't worked the plan necessarily.
That's exactly right.
So not having a plan really isn't the issue. It's how we execute it. And maybe it's with our comprehensive plan that's now under development, maybe we take a look at, you know, is that plan where we need to be today and in the next 10 years? Do we need to revisit that? I think that's an appropriate question to ask at this time. I would also make one other point around economic development, and it's not just properties that are available, but we are moving into a phase here of redevelopment. We're going to have a lot of properties in the next 20 years probably that will be ripe for redevelopment, and so having those discussions as well as, you know, they may not be available today, but where are those areas of town that are ripe for redevelopment and what can be done in those areas? So there's a lot involved here. Perhaps we need some more focus so that we're not so scattered. But we're going to have that conversation here with the four of us to determine what that focus ought to be and in terms of moving forward. But I think the last few months have been that conversation. I think we're identifying sort of where we need to go and how to get there. But I don't think it's necessarily going after a prospect. I think we've got one region which has several target areas. And we need to be, I think, cooperative not only with our regional chamber, but also with our local chamber as well. Those folks need our support, which basically says we need to focus. So what do we do here?
I actually put this idea out because I'm started a new communication forum using social media because a lot of people pick up on it very, very quickly. A lot of people pick up on Nextdoor and Facebook quotes virtually every day. And so since this was, and what it is I am now putting out our minutes and agenda link so that people will see it in advance in case they want to come, especially in Upper Mount Pleasant where a lot of people have not been as engaged directly. And so I brought this up and described it. And one of the first things I got was a comment from Chris Dobbs, president of the Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce, saying, anything I can do to help, please let me know. So I do think we're going to get a lot of cooperation, and I don't think we're doing a shotgun method. I think we actually are doing a very focused thing. It's just we're looking, as I said, the 20,000-foot view, then the 10,000-foot view, then when do you get to that point where you're actually calling on companies and saying, hey, here's some things. And so the only reason I did my experiment in terms of going out and talking to some businesses was they were already super successful here, and they were already in areas that we had identified as important to our town. Hopefully we can put it all together and actually get going.
Mr. DeMore, I have a question for you. Rick mentioned the process that water is going through now with the kind of a retreat. Has there been any discussion in the past or about the potential of an economic development retreat where we do invite some of our partners to sit down at the table for a day and try to pull it together into some more cohesive package?
We had a very similar session, I want to say it was last May. Mm-hmm. Where we had a group of individuals, entrepreneurs, you know, various from backgrounds and disciplines in town. We hosted them at Old Village Post House in a room upstairs, and it's pretty fruitful. I would say that my recollection of the meeting was that most of the comments revolved around whether there was an environment conducive to fostering business in Mount Pleasant. You know, that it was kind of comments that they felt maybe that's what, you know, naturally they brought up things like impact fees and things like that. But it was comments about what they felt was keeping them from expanding or what they felt was in the way of others like them coming into town. And that was, so it was something. I can't recall, I think initially, I can't recall the composition, but it was maybe 20, 25 people invited. And we could have another one.
Is it time for us to circle back on that and to see how we've done in the past year?
Yeah. We can.
Yeah, think about that. No? Yeah. Is that something we can put on kind of staff schedule for perhaps?
Absolutely.
Summertime, perhaps, or, you know.
Sure, yeah, we'll do it.
I just think when we have those meetings, they're really not fruitful unless we go back and evaluate those meetings and see if, you know, if we've done what we said we were going to do or if circumstances have changed, so.
Well, and in that thought, you know, measuring how much has come from, for instance, that meeting, we can definitely do that, and I'm sure that the staff probably has done that. I asked Amy, and she did this really quickly, actually, for... to send us the new businesses we had set. It was announced at Mount Pleasant Chamber of Commerce the other day. We had 70 new permits granted last month, and some of the things are, you know, very small. Some are bigger, but we have ways of measuring how is it going with all this. But as far as, you know, whether it's a certain spot on Long Point Road where we know there's several different places where we'd like to do something that coordinates with the port, or whether it's in Upper Mount Pleasant, we have property in Carolina Park that's for sale that has some really good potential. We also have a spot, the Genfar location, the former Genfar location. I believe that might be coming, at least last I heard, was coming out of the federal holdup, whether it's the bankruptcy court or whatever, this coming summer. And that's a big location that is going to have to be torn down and would therefore be a 3-acre campus for somebody. So we do have some very specific things in mind. It's not at all a shotgun approach or scattered. I think we just need to move forward. My only concern with getting, if we get together for a retreat where we're talking, again, all in generalities, that's a problem. If we're getting together for a retreat to really brainstorm and say, okay, here's some things we can go after, then I think it's great, because I think that we've already gotten great definition from CRDA and, of course, now the one strategy, one region strategy and so forth on the big picture.
Well, maybe if we're going to have a retreat, what we might do is send out a retreat agenda, and we develop the agenda before we even go to the retreat, and that's agreed upon by all of us and by staff, and then we'll know exactly what we're getting to before we get there.
If I'm reading the committee correctly, it sounds like we're all sort of in the position of ready to move forward with more specific. Is that a reading? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
So whether it's specific parcels or specific, you know, projects, that might be a good idea for a retreat. All right, so we can talk more about, you know, how that can take place. But I'd love to have a meeting with all of our partners, kind of sitting down and kind of sharing honestly about where we are and where we need to go. Thank you, Kathy, for bringing that forward. Mr. DeMora, anything else for today?
No, sir.
Lauren, thanks for being here, and Sam, thanks for being here as well. Thank you all.
Thank you.